Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome in. It's Sabres Live from KeyBank Center. Buffalo is home to Detroit tomorrow night on the heels of a tough one last night in Montreal where they were close. They were pushing in the final 2 minutes with the goaltender out. That's a topic we can certainly dive into. 6-on-5 play, how they get better at that, how they pull out more points. Remember Lindy Ruff's emphasis at the start was we got to find a way to get points out of all these games. And early on in the season, that hasn't been the case as far as extracting single points, especially from division rivals, Marty. But we also have a special guest coming up today, Jay McKee, as we look forward to reunion night on January 15th.
Yeah, so Ryan Miller also commented on social media about the fact that reunion night is on Thursday the 15th. Mm-hmm. On Friday the 16th is going to be Catwalk for Charity. And then he said, how about Bills game on the 18th? Mm-hmm. So he's planning an all-sports Sabres-Bills fun weekend. I pretty much put that out there because the possibility mm-hmm. of the players that may come back in town for the event, I said, wow, this could be an all-nighter. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I may not make an appearance on Sabres Live on Friday.
Okay.
Just so you know, I may go right from the game Thursday night to whatever establishment we'll find ourselves, to definitely some type of late-night dining. But I'm talking about late-night fast-fooding at like 5 a.m.
Well, save all this for Jay, and you guys can map it out on the air for everybody.
Well, he's definitely not in charge because we...
He's also got a real job.
He's got a real job. He's coaching in the OHL, but yes.
All right, so more on Jay and the reunion night coming up here on Sabres Live. But last night, real quick, before we dive deeper into it at the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Oh, I thought there was a question. I was looking at my numbers at my sheets.
You're having issues today. I'm worried about your headset.
I was focused. I'm worried there could be a power outage. Who knows? Like, we're
prepared. There was kind of a prompt. It was like, quick comment on last night's loss
before we move forward.
Yes.
So, funny enough, despite the fact that the Sabres did not play what I thought was a good first period at all, I mm-hmm. think they were being outskated, outbattled, outcompeted. That was one of the words that Yuri Kulik used. He goes, they outcompeted us in the first period.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they created enough to be able to say, hey, you know what? The numbers look good. I just didn't feel, Duffer, that the chances that they had were convincing chances. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a couple of really nice deflections right in front of Jakub Dobesh or placed to the front of the net. But they weren't, like, there wasn't a finishing touch that was a convincing finishing touch.
Yeah.
So when you look at the numbers, at the end of the night, the Sabres had a full goal expected more than Montreal if you take out the empty net goal. Mm-hmm. So you're like, the Sabres were expected to score 4.5 to Montreal's 3.5. But did it feel that way? I don't think it felt that way at all during the game. For me, anyway, my personal thing. I felt like it was more even than that, but the Sabres ended up with a very significant advantage when you look at the advanced numbers.
I would look at it kind of on the reverse and tie it in with the fact that Alex Lyon had a fifth quality start in mm-hmm. his six straight starts so far this year.
Yes.
But our Lexus leader last night on the post game was Jakub Dobesh. So if I'm hearing you say those expected goal numbers, I would agree, because I thought Dobesh was a little bit better than Lyon last night, and that's what allowed them to win.
Yeah, and when you think of the goals that were, you know, scored, I mean, Yuri comes in on the back end. That's a little bit more like the Kapanen goal. Like mm-hmm. both of those goals were very similar. You know, the problem here for me, I think the Sabres lost their ways a little bit in their coverage. The Slafkovský goal, like, I think Lyon, we've shown a couple of saves, right? The save on Anderson in the first period, like, he likes mm-hmm. to be aggressive. And I think Montreal decided, you know what, we'll take that and go against it by drawing him outside the net a little bit. So Noah Dobson goes around, mm-hmm. gets to the front. You got to have coverage there.
Right,
you just have to have coverage there.
That was a tough one.
That was the
like where Yuri
Kulik
was,
and Samuelson on Slafkovský.
And Yuri's disappointment in himself was, I just got to get a stick on a puck there and knock it away. It wasn't, you know, he wasn't so focused on whether he's more physical with a guy or he's like, the puck is right there. I have to knock it away. Peyton Krebs got to get
to the puck on the first one. Yeah. And look, there's always a breakdown. There's always mistakes that are made on goals. That's the way it is. But those are mistakes that you have to be able, in tight games, in 3-2 hockey games, in 2-1 hockey games, that cannot be the difference maker. And I felt like it was last night against Montreal.
Okay, so again, we'll talk more about the game last night and what the takeaway is moving forward. You have Detroit tomorrow here. You have Toronto here on Friday. You're at Toronto on Saturday. And Rochester is home tomorrow night to Syracuse.
Yes.
And there was a conditioning assignment today with Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen's name being attached to it. So he goes to Rochester. Zach Jones is going back to Rochester after being called up earlier but not playing last night. Obviously, Zach Metsä played his NHL debut. But quick on Luukkonen here and what this kind of means for, you know, the goalie situation moving forward.
Well, what it means is that Luukkonen is going to test out how he's recovered from the lower body ailment that he was dealing from the start of training camp. But mm-hmm. he's only played 20 minutes of hockey. And I almost feel like this is, you know, my second NHL year, mm-hmm. 2000-2001. I was held out for, my contract was not settled.
Missed
the team picture. We showed it on the on the broadcast last night. I think it was Skudros in there in my spot. But anyway, when you come back, you practice for, you know, a week, 10 days, and mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, we got to get you some games because you miss preseasons. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen basically missed preseason. He played 20 minutes of hockey. He was supposed to play at least two periods that game and left with a little tweak. So this is just normal. Like, Mackenzie Blackwood did the same thing. He went with Colorado, mm-hmm. and Mackenzie Blackwood has got way more experience and way more games played than Luukkonen, but he went for conditioning, so it was the same thing for Luukkonen.
And obviously, we'll be keeping a close eye on that tomorrow, as the Amerks are 2-2 on the season. They are hosting Syracuse after falling to the Crunch on Saturday down the Thruway. All right, as promised, we're looking forward to mid-January. It's actually the next Buffalo-Montreal meeting on the heels of last night.
Yes.
And it's going to be reunion night here for the Black and Red crew from 2005-2006. You can get your tickets now, sabres.com/tickets. What a night it will be as far as alumni returning and just appreciating how fun, exciting, and incredibly talented that group of Sabres was 20 years ago. So with all that being said, the most talented of the group, Jay McKee, has joined us here on Sabres Live. Hi, Jay. How are you?
How are we doing, guys? I'm doing great. I don't know about most talented, but that team was certainly scary good.
I like that. Way to drop a big RJ line right off the bat. Now, Jay, a lot of people want to know, it's been 20 years, and obviously, you know, we're not going to revisit the end of that season, but you were on the shelf with that staph infection. How many times do you shower a week now, try to clean every little crevices to make sure you don't have that ever again?
There's everyone thinks it had something to do with dirty shin pads or dirty socks, but it was just a freak thing. I had gotten hit with a puck, opened up a cut. I mean, it could have happened in the shower. I don't know where it happened, but I certainly shower multiple times a day. And you know what? It's amazing. All these years later, thanks to social media, I hear about it still today, multiple times a year. Someone throws in a little chirp. I love it, but I'll never live it down.
Now, let's go back. Well, let's move forward to January the 15th when we're going to have this big reunion celebrating 20 years of that 05-06 season. I remember years ago we had a big alumni reunion, and you commented in the group chat or text that it felt like a night where you're supposed to fly out from after a road game and you're being told that the plane has some technical issues and you're staying overnight. Do you feel like that January 15th will have that same feeling where, you know, everybody will be in town and it could really be a late night for the group?
I've got a 3-3 to coach coming up, so it'll be an earlier night for me. But I think the boys, when you get everyone together like that, it's a lot of laughs, a lot of great memories. I mean, we're all so grateful for those days and the friendships we made, the experiences we had, and we had some great teams. So it's going to be great seeing all the guys and being there for the fans and the city. And unfortunately for myself, I'll probably have to dip out fairly early before the post-game festivities.
I kind of figured. We were talking about it off air.
You've grown up.
Your Brantford team is in first place right now, so there's a fair amount of responsibility on your plate. Oh.
Yeah. No, we have three games and three nights. They still do that in junior hockey a few times a year, so I'll have to get back and get my rest and have the boys ready to go.
So, Jay, we had a trivia question on the broadcast last night because the Sabres penalty kill has been so good this year, but it was – what year were the Sabres their highest in penalty kill? It was almost 90%, if you could believe it. And it was in 2000-2001. You were a big part of that, you know. But so let me ask you, when you coach now, what makes a really good penalty kill? Just because we've seen that kind of change over the years, and you were a part of that shot-blocking mentality change that happened in the National Hockey League.
I think you'll appreciate my answer, Marty. Your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. It's very important. Obviously, goalies have a big impact on it. Blocking shots, the penalty kill, really, you have to be prepared because every team is a little bit different. Even if they're in the same format on the ice, they have different strengths and weaknesses with their player personnel. But commitment to blocking shots, being prepared, and obviously good goaltending. You're out there against the opposition's five best players. You have to know what they're doing, what their trends are, and try and anticipate and prevent them.
Well, just so the record is clear, Dominik Hasek played 67 games that year and had 11 shutouts. Marty played 18 games. So Peter Skuja famously played 27 seconds for Buffalo that year.
Yeah, no, it's good. Goaltending is, for me, it's the most important position in the game. Yeah.
Well, talking about goaltenders, one of your goaltender is a Sabres prospect, was drafted, Linders. So he came to camp. He went back to you guys. What's his outlook, and how's the start of the season for him been so that the Sabres fan can kind of keep tabs on one of the goalie prospects?
Well, he's got us in first place and number one in the country right now, so he's doing a heck of a job. He's Ryan Miller-esque, in my opinion. He's always in position. He has the ability to make the highlight reel saves. But I think the thing that's most special about him is how hard he works off the ice, how prepared he gets, how detailed he is. He's really like a young pro in junior hockey. So we're fortunate to have a guy like him. We acquired him at the start of last season for a boatload of picks because we knew he was an exceptional goaltender, and he's a big part of the reason why we're in the spot we're in right now.
When you go back to 05-06 and you just, you know, you just talk about Ryerson Leanders there and the character that he exhibits and the work ethic, like, who are the guys from that team that maybe, you know, beyond the Millers of the world, that you really appreciated being a teammate of and ultimately a friend of?
I mean, the team was incredibly close. We did everything together. You know, you look at that team, some of our younger players that were helping produce as well, Derek Roy, Jason Pommel, I mean, they were in the earlier stages of their career. So you had the Briere, Drury, Greer, the older guys that were well-established and fantastic leaders, and you combine them with some really young, high-end talent. I think Vanek was younger then, too. You know, so it was a really well-built team, and when we needed the younger guys to help produce, they had that ability too. So it was a pretty special team all around, well built.
Now, what do you think is the reason why you are coaching and you've had great success coaching with as an assistant with Airy and as a head coach now in the OHL, previously with Kitchener, now with the Bulldogs? You got Danny Briere, who's a GM, and Chris Drury's a GM and president, and Mike Greer, and Brian Campbell is in the game, Ryan Miller's in the game, Vanek's in the game. Like, there's so many guys from that roster, 05-06, that are involved in the game right now, probably more than half the guys that were very involved. So what do you think that is the reason for that?
When I think back to that team, the guys loved the game. There was so much passion in that room for the game of hockey. And you know, everyone has a different path when they exit the game. But I think the guys that you just mentioned, they all love the sport and have a kind of a burning passion for it. I think that's a part of why we had the success we had that year. Everyone was so dedicated to it and focused on it. And that may be, I mean, I know my reasons for staying in the game. I would assume that it's probably similar. The guys love it and don't want to be outside of it.
Mm-hmm. Any games that will forever stand out the most from that year for you?
I think just the playoffs in general. You know, we as players, we had such belief in each other. We felt we were the best team in the league. You know, some OT goals, JP and Danny. You know, I remember the goal that we scored going into games, you know, after game six against Carolina. I remember, and obviously that's the night that my leg blew up on me, but I remember going home and just having this feeling inside that we were winning the whole thing, not just the next game, but we were winning the Stanley Cup that year. And just that belief that I had, I think, filtered throughout the whole room. Every guy had that belief. You know, it just felt like a special year. We were so close as a team. And, you know, but that's why the Stanley Cup is one of the hardest trophies in all of sports to win. There's so many variables, you know, and health is usually the biggest one of them. And you know, Timmy Connolly dropping out, and then 4D, it was too much for us to overcome. But I think that, yeah, that goal there is the feeling I had, the sound of the arena, gives me chills right now.
Jay, I don't know if you remember the last game of the regular season we played in Carolina. I ended up getting the start, and I took my pre-game nap that afternoon, and JP Dumont was my roommate, and I'm like, where's JP? He's not back in the room. And I'm like, I'm just going to go to bed. He walked in the room at like 4:30. We had like a 4:45 bus, and he was so angry because he had lost a big pot at poker. You guys all stayed in the meal room and played cards all afternoon. I was so mad because I'm like, I'm playing. We ended up winning 4-0. That's not the point. But we were on the plane flying back, and remember, we thought we were going to play the New York Rangers. We didn't think that we were going to play the Flyers because it was an afternoon in Carolina. We flew back. And you and I were talking about, oh, this is going to be so great. We're going to go to, like, museum in the city. Like we're intellectuals. Like, we're really not that intellectual.
We did do that a couple times, though. We were talking about
going to – exactly. We thought, like, we're going to go to museums. And then when we landed and we found out, oh, we're going to play the Flyers, I believe, like, there was a feeling of, oh, no, they're big, they're strong. Like, we kind of didn't want to play the Flyers. But it was probably the best thing because that series set up the tone for that season and the seasons after that.
Yeah, it was a fantastic series. And you know, when you go through those physical series, they prepare you for the next ones. You know, even as a coach now, I you like to be challenged. You have to play your best. You have to be dialed in. And when you go through a physical series, you're just well prepared for the next one if you're fortunate to get through it. So that was a good start for us. I do remember that. I just want to say, when Marty and I went to museums, it wasn't art museums, it was science museums. Okay, let's just get that back straight.
Yes. Well, what was the science behind the legendary career of your teammate that year, Teppo Numminen? And how do you describe a player like that, especially the fact that, you know, you shared the blue line with him?
Yeah, Teppo, I mean, he was he had such great poise, leader, you know, more of a quieter leader, but he would just do things on the ice that others of us couldn't do while he was under pressure. He was a calming presence, veteran presence in the room, and I mean, just a fantastic all-around guy. So it was a great pleasure and privilege to have shared the blue line with him at times.
Now, who had the hardest shot, you or Teppo? Because Teppo's shot would barely clock over 70 miles an hour, I believe.
I probably wasn't much over that, Marty, but I think I might have hit 82 or something like that. You would know best, I think, right? You know, as a player, it's funny. Guys would, in warm-ups would try and go bar down during a pregame skate. And I just wanted to always hit our goalies in the pads to make them feel good and confident. So you may think my shot wasn't that good, Marty, because it always hit you, but that was on purpose.
Well, funny enough, you mentioned your shot was, you know, you had the best flipper, right, off the glass and out. That was great. And Teppo's shot was not hard, but he's the one that took a shot on Ryan Miller on a morning skate that broke Miller's hand and he required surgery. So it's not how hard you shoot, Jay. It's sometimes how you find the right spots. And you, how many goals did you have in your career? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Ballpark of 20. I don't know the exact number. Yeah, but I felt, you know, being a defensive defenseman, you could spend a lot of years in the National Hockey League just playing that way and not worrying about offense. And I came out of junior thinking I was going to be an offensive defenseman, but I learned quickly that there's always going to be more offensive guys in the NHL than myself, and I honed into the defensive side of things. So I didn't care. You know, my best season, I think I had no goals and 5 assists, but I was really proud of that year. And then other years, I had 5 goals and maybe 17, 18 points. And it just didn't matter to me, that part of the game, right? I'd rather break up a 2-on-1 than score a goal.
Well, 21 was your career total. So you were right in that wheelhouse. And we love looking back at just what you looked like when you were coming out of the Canadian Hockey League and into the NHL. And what is the one word you would use to describe this incredible-looking guy as he embarked on his NHL career?
Try to see it on the screen here, Jay. Oh, this is your draft card.
This is from Canadian Hockey Magazine.
You guys didn't prep me on this. I might not have come on if I knew this was coming. We all did the in the playoffs.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
In Niagara Falls, we all did the frosted tips for playoffs. So that's the old frosted tip look.
This is actually when you and I met, right, Jay? Because that's the 1995 draft in Edmonton. Mm-hmm. Duffer, you were there. Yep. You were covering the draft.
My first draft.
Very first draft. And then I remember, Jay, we had training camp in August, September of 1995. And, you and I went back to your old stomping grounds in Niagara Falls, played a little laser tag. Do you recall, like, your character's name or whatever, like the name, your username, and how good you were at laser tag in Niagara Falls?
I was very dedicated to it, Marty. I used to go all the time with my free time. The last name, Miro Chetan. Just dropped the mirror. That was my laser tag name. And I'd walk in and everyone'd be like, oh no, Satan's here.
Yeah. I remember you had a pickup truck and we went over to Niagara Falls and you took me to play laser tag. And when you walked in, people were like, oh no, like it's like James Bond had walked in. That was incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was very dedicated to it. That's for sure. It's just one of those junior things when you're 17, 18 years old.
Did you ever imagine then or early on in your career that you would now be leading this same age group of players?
Later in my career, I remember when I was in St. Louis, I talked to Bradshaw and Rick Walmsley just, about how they got into coaching and why. And I started thinking about it then. Again, it goes back to just loving the game. I when you retire, you try and find responsibility in your life and things to do. And I didn't want to leave the game. I got into coaching, kind of trying it out. Like when you first retire and coach, there's a lot to learn, and I wanted to see if it was for me. You know, I've grown no differently than as a player. I've just grown with passion for this side of the game. And, you know, when you work with great people, there isn't a day that feels like work, but you're always challenged. You're rewarded with similar feelings, similar emotions through the ups and downs of success or lack thereof. And I just really enjoy being a part of the game, love the game of hockey, and to, you know, work with the younger players, develop them, see them move on and have success is it's pretty rewarding.
So do you take credit for how Connor McDavid turned out, because you really worked on his skills for that, you know, that big season as draft year in Erie? Is that all of your teaching?
Well, so in my coaching resume, if I give it out, I just have one reference, and it's Connor McDavid with his phone number. That's it. I have no other references. Coaching Connor in his draft year in the OHL, I just got caught in practice watching him. You know, you actually lose track of practice. He was a special player then. He's a special player now. And it was certainly a privilege to be a small part of his development, although most of that was just watching him. you know, he was very gifted, and it was a fun time back then.
Reunion night is January 15th in Buffalo. Jay McKee's going to be a part of it. Jay, before you go, who are you really hoping to see that night?
Oh, everybody. I mean, we were all, like I said, so tight. You know, any of the guys that are able to make it, it's going to be, you know, I'll be grateful to see them again, spend some time, share some laughs, and see how things are going in their life. Because the game does take people different ways, and you lose touch with some guys. So it'd be great for the fans. It'd be good to get back there and see all these guys. There's not, other than Marty, there's not one specific guy.
Will you go to Chef's before the game that day?
For pregame meal, absolutely.
The guy would go to Chef's 200 times a year. Like, that's literally like he was there all the time.
Look at him now. He's amazing. Continued success with your team in Brantford.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate it.
There he is, Jay McKee from the 05-06 Sabres. Reunion night happens on January 15th in black and red right here at KeyBank Center. And, of course, we have basketball coming up this weekend. Saturday, it is the Orange of Syracuse hosting an exhibition game against UB. That one happens at 7 p.m. Again, it's this Saturday, the 25th. Bring the family down early, catch all the action, and see Damon take on Nazareth at 3:30 leading up to the main event. Get your tickets at KeyBankCenter.com. Busy week here at the rink with two Sabre games in advance of that. Tomorrow against Detroit, Friday against the Leafs. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
So many events to look forward to here at KeyBank Center, including what is upcoming on November the 8th. It's Rivalry Series, Team USA, Team Canada Women's Hockey in advance of the Olympics. The rivalry continues, and we want you to enter now for a chance to win a team-signed jersey from both of the participating teams. So tickets are available now, and for your chance to win the team-signed jerseys, visit sabres.com/enter.
Can I make a comment? Quick comment.
Yeah.
So we're a great hockey like town here, right? Like a great hockey area, whatnot. Like, I want the people to really go out and celebrate this and show up. This is a fantastic rivalry series that has been going on now for years. It's an Olympic year. You've got some local people, local talent that will be part and have been part. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's go. Like, let's show up. And last year we had the PWHL showcase and it was great and it was fun, but other towns they had sold out NHL rinks. Mm-hmm. We had like 10,000-12,000.
Yeah.
It was good, but come on, let's show up and let's support this because it's amazing.
Last night in Montreal, Buffalo came up short 4-2, the final empty netter for the Canadiens. You know, sealed it for them. As far as the game itself, and you know, when you look at the, you know, what ended up being a reasonably high shot total for the Sabres at 31. I mean, I say that in context to
the
Montreal had only
yeah.
been giving up 23 on average per night. And maybe we'll hear from Lindy first on this before I get your opinion on it. Because obviously they did, over the final two periods, have significant chances. Here's the coach on just what he saw them creating.
Both teams had great pockets of pressure in both zones. You know, both teams very active D, which makes it really tough on coverage. You know, they got a couple D in that back end that are real mobile and move. You know, we did the same. I think we broke down their coverage several times by having our guys moving, and it wasn't an easy game for forwards inside the zones.
Were there a couple times you felt you passed up some really good opportunities?
Yeah, I thought we took a lot of good looks, but there was a couple that I thought, you know, we probably should have shot but didn't. But I think they're in the same category. They had a couple of those too.
Agree? Disagree?
I agree. I wanted to go back and look at the sheet because I wasn't happy with the amount of missed shots in the first period. And again, in the game last night, 19 missed shots, 22 were blocked. So you look at the shot attempts, right? The Sabres ended up with 71 shot attempts in the game.
It's a good number.
It's a really good number. But, you know, 6-on-5 at the end of the game, mm-hmm. couple of shots missed the net, one big block by Nick Suzuki.
One unintentional block by Bo Byram.
That was a tough one on Dalene one-timer, and yeah. Bo was caught in the middle. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Bo went right back to the middle of the ice
after that.
He's like,
I thought Byram was really good last night.
He was really good. He stood out, definitely. But here's the thing. Like, you've gotten chances, and I hate to say hit the net, because if you've played hockey at any level, and your coach hates when the puck hits the glass or hits the board. Well, I get it, but what's the alternative? Hitting the goalie in the pads like Jay McKee used to do to warm him up? No, you want to score. And so sometimes you're going to miss a little bit. So for me, the missed shots, if you're Tage Thompson or Dalene and you just miss a little bit, well, you're trying to score. I get it. I hate the block shots. Because the block shots, you can see the player get in your lane mm-hmm. and find a different angle, change the angle of the shot, miss the net on purpose so there's a rebound. There's a couple of those looks where you miss the net, Montreal's boards are fast, you can get a good rebound. And then, you know, on the empty net goal by Jake Evans, Dalene in the middle of the ice, mm-hmm. Suzuki's there and he knows exactly what he's doing. He blocks that shot. The block shots, 22 block shots by Montreal in the game, felt like that's something the Sabres can get around.
None of Zach Benson's shots were blocked last night. He had 7 on goal. Here's Lindy Ruff.
He's played really well for us. You know, the line has had a great night the other night. It was on some great looks. You know, you look at our first power play, we have Thompson rolling in on a breakaway. We have Dalene hitting the crossbar. Quinn walked right into the slot, so you know, we had our opportunities there, but just couldn't find a mark.
Career high for shots in a game for Benson was 7. He has 6 assists in the first 3 games. That is something only done previously by Vanek and Eichel in Sabres history, to have 6 helpers in his first 3 games of a season. Cup half full, half empty. I'm assuming it's overflowing. But the reason I bring it up with Benson, Megan Chayka with us on Saturday mm-hmm. on the broadcast, and she inced into it by saying just the one thing she wants to see a little more from Benson is that finishing ability,
yes.
right? So it's been all helpers so far. But on a night when he has 7 shots on goal, is that like a huge step in the right direction to him giving you this all-rounded top-line player ranking?
Yes, and I thought, look, Zach Benson is not going to score like Thompson or other guys from 35, 40 feet out. Mm-hmm. He's got to get in tight. And I thought he had a couple of really good chances where he lowered the shoulder, got it in, and tried to get himself closer and find that that scoring chance. And that's what I wanted to see. So I was happy to see that. Now, on that line, Benson, Kulik, Thompson, I felt like out of the 3, Benson was the one that handled the puck well, mm-hmm. stick handles, little touch passes. He was really good. Kulik was probably number 2, like on his goal, was able to handle it, skate to stick, get it in. I felt like he had some moment. I feel like Tage was fighting the puck a little bit too much last night. And look, I mean, when you're 6'6", 6'7", and got the long reach, sometimes the puck's not going to stick as well. Mm-hmm. But some of the plays that we've seen him, you know, even when he came in on Dobesh, right, and he tried to chip it, like, I think a fully confident Tage with that puck, he walks around him. Mm-hmm. He walks around him. He uses his reach and strength, and boom, it's a goal. Like, I felt like he was fighting the puck a little bit, and maybe that's something that he has to put a bucket of pucks on the ice and just do the Patty Kane stick handling. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he does all of that, but he was fighting it a little bit.
One word on Zach Metz's debut.
Steady. Yep. Steady. I mean, it was fine. It was nothing flashy. You know, he was in the right position. Ends up getting a plus on the Cooley goal because he stepped on the ice at the right time and there was a change and that worked out. But it was steady. But the Sabres will do and do that often, as they're going to trust their top five to play a lot of minutes. And, you know, if you had Kessel ring and then all of a sudden it's a group of six, they may play more six defensemen. But third period yesterday, it was more trusting the top five.
Team not skating today. Detroit is here tomorrow. Could very well be Metz's second game in the NHL and first one at home. Now, today, Luukkonen was sent on a conditioning assignment to Rochester. Zach Jones was returned to the Amerks. Noah Östlund is still here. Is there any appetite for you to see him get into the mix right now?
Yes, I would like to see Östlund get into the mix. And if he did, that would probably be on the fourth line. And I'm not worried about saying, well, what's Östlund doing on the fourth line? I think Noah Östlund can play an all-around game that would fit a fourth line, a third line, a second line, a top line, whatever it is. So I'm not worried about that. But I'd like to give him some ice time, some chance. I felt like Kozak was really good, skated well. I think Dunn can be there. I would probably insert Östlund for Gertsen in the game against Toronto and see if that maybe is
Toronto another, on Friday or Detroit tomorrow.
Detroit tomorrow. Oh, I wanted to say tomorrow and I said Toronto.
That's the
mix up. I have the Blue Jays on the brain.
Yes,
too,
you do. So,
but yeah, I would like to see Östlund get inserted in the lineup tomorrow against the Detroit Red Wings to try to give like a little more energy to the fourth line.
Five in the NHL last night. There's 10 tonight. Now, amidst the five, I was dazzled and disturbed from the same game. Pavel Dorofeev has 7 goals now this year as he has once again staked a share of the league lead with Scheifele, who's on an incredible run for the Jets, and Shane Pinto. This, Marty, is an absolute stunner as he uses the one hand back across the grain. Amazing and so confident. And remember, this is a Vegas team. With Colorado, they're the only team that is unbeaten in regulation. They're up to 5-0-2. They're playing without Mark Stone. He's week to week now with an up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
For body injury, Dorofeev and Eichel continued to show why Vegas is off to this impressive start. And they're obviously not alone. In fact, Vegas, in a disturbing way, was able to get a third goal of the game to really separate themselves from previously unbeaten Carolina last night. And I still don't know how this goal stood. Marty, if this is the game winner in Stanley Cup play, game seven, he hacked him. He didn't trip him. He hacked Keandre Miller. And we have seen so many lame slashing calls in the history of the game that this player with the puck gets knocked over by a two-handed whack and Barbashev is able to go in and score the goal. It was wild. Even the Vegas commentators couldn't believe what they had just witnessed.
Okay, so a couple of things. You play until there's a whistle. So I think Barbashev is like, ooh, I didn't get called? Okay. And it's where are you looking at? Because that's where the puck is. They, like, everybody's looking. The referees missed one and it ends up in the back of the net. That's unfortunate. So that's one. I am dazzled by that Dorofeev goal. I wonder if the state of Nevada is going to put it on the stamp. You know that when Peter Forsberg, at the Olympics, I learned a funny little tidbit about that, is that, you know, they put it on the stamp in Sweden, but they wanted Corey Hirsch to be on the stamp. And Corey Hirsch and Team Canada declined the request. They didn't want it. I would have said, put me on the stamp. I'm going to be famous. You want the hurdle goal and you want my image and likeness on there? Put it out there. Celebrate my failure. Celebrate whatever. I don't care. But Corey Hirsch was like, no, I don't want that.
Anything real quick from last night?
Okay, well, Vegas lost Aiden Hill. So he got injured a week, 10 days ago. And now played the first 10 minutes, had four saves, got injured again. Akira Schmid came into the game and offered, these are unbelievable numbers. Akira Schmid, when coming into relief in any fashion, early in the game, late in the game, 15 appearances, including the playoffs. He's got a goals against average of 1.05 and a save percentage of .960. Like, this guy should
He's
be
the
like,
Rolaids relief man from the 1980s.
So, not only that, like, you know in baseball when they say, let's get the starter, but he won't start the game. He'll come in for the second rotation, like second inning, third inning. That's Akira Schmid. Don't ever start him. Bring him in 5 minutes into the game and he'll be fine.
His postgame commentary almost let the cat out of the bag about his challenges in the NHL because he basically said it's almost easier to come in cold and not think about the game ahead.
Don't take warm-ups.
Right?
It's in the locker room.
Unbelievable. Oh, look, here he is, Akira Schmidt. He's back in.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Oh, who are we going to get tonight? Vegas only has one goalie on the ice. It's going to be Akira Schmidt.
We got 10 games tonight. The Sabres are back in action tomorrow. And we have Bills night coming up. It's a week from tonight, Tuesday, October 28th. The Jackets are here. So let's celebrate the Bills. And, you know, we'll have content. Fun content throughout the day and night, obviously. Bills personalities and Sabres.com/tickets is where you go to purchase yours today. Population of Pominville going up?
Yes.
That story coming up on Sabres Live.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm guessing if you have a young Sabres fan in your life, they would enjoy exclusive ticket offers, fun gifts, and special event invites, right? Sign them up for the Sabres Kids Club, sabres.com/kidsclub, to get in on all the fun this season. Now, slightly older than kid-like would be Jason Pominville's boy, who has scored at the age of 15 in the QMJHL.
So Jaden Pominville played in his first game in the QMJHL with Rouyn-Noranda after getting called up from Midget AAA. He won't turn 16 until early November, so he gets his first goal in his junior career. Let me tell you, he's a talented player, and pay attention to him. Small but quick. When he played for represented the Montreal Canadiens at the Pee Wee Tournament in Quebec City a few years ago as a 12-year-old, he had 12 points in 5 games, was a point a game in Midget AAA the last 2 seasons as a 14- and 15-year-old. So this is pretty impressive, and he gets his first game, and he's wearing the number 29.
Yes,
figure it
is.
Out.
Exactly. Brad Marchand is returning to Boston. This is 16 years after he made his debut. He's now with the Panthers. Coincidentally, it is mini helmet night in Boston.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding. It is not mini helmet.
Oh, I thought it was. They took all the straps for the ears. Yes.
However, the only guy I can think of when I think of Brad now after his latest incident here, do you remember Helmut Balderas?
No.
He played with the Minnesota North Stars in 1989. This guy had been on the Soviet Union teams and playing internationally for like 20 years. He made a quick venture into the NHL. But Helmut Balderas is one of my all-time favorite NHL names,
great name.
He's now attached to Brad Marchand after
great
what
name.
Happened Saturday.
Yeah, great name. But yeah, Marchand's returning to Boston. He had only good things to say about
both
the
teams have lost four in a row.
Yeah, they're both struggling. So that's going to be a big match tonight. I'm also looking forward to Colorado and Utah.
Mm.
You know, this is going to be the late game, but Colorado is 5-0-1, I believe, and Utah is 4-2, but doing well of late.
Now, I was hoping we were going to celebrate this 36th anniversary of Rob Ray's first NHL goal in his first game on his first shot. By way of Zach Metz scoring in his NHL debut last night. It didn't happen. However, the crazy part about this much-talked-about Razor game where he scored first goal, first shift, it was actually the first ever meeting of Puppa against Barrasso after the Barrasso trade to Pittsburgh the previous year, and the all-world, all-universe internal battle that these two had going. And Puppa got the better of Barrasso not only on this night in a 4-2 win, but repeatedly moving forward. Did you ever have tension with a goaltender mate of yours in your career?
I don't think I ever had tension with a goalie mate. But I wanted to beat the best ones. I wanted to beat the Patrick Roy and the Marty Brodeur and, you know, the Ed Belfour. My first NHL win came against Ed Belfour, so I wanted to beat those guys.
Amazing. And tomorrow night, the Sabres are back home against Detroit. It's a national broadcast, but we'll get you ready for it right here on Sabres Live Then. Enjoy the day.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.